Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 39. Let's go to our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." Is the gospel? It is this gospel that we stand in, by which also ye are saved. This gospel is what also saved us. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No. You will not believe in vain. As you're hearing these things and these words, you will not believe in vain. He said, "For I delivered unto you," then he tells you, "first of all, that which I also received." What is this first of all? What is this priority of the gospel? And then he tells you how that Christ died. How that Christ died. So this is the priority of the gospel. Understanding and knowing how that Christ died. And so we're talking about the death of Christ. And in talking about the death of Christ, we're looking at the people who were with him. We're looking at their relationship with him, because they said a lot of things and they did a lot of things. And some of us have taken that up and we're living by them. But these men were sense knowledge men. And it is because, number one, they were dead men. The spirits were dead. The spirit had lost the charge. They were not saints by then. They were ordinary sinners. Ordinary sinners who have been chosen and selected by God. So the first thing is that I said that the church had left their spirits. So they were living and operating and relating with Jesus by what they saw, by what they heard, by what with their ear, what they could taste, could smell, could feel. So these were the things that guided them. But when you become born again, you must now move to a higher way of relating with God. Listen. Maybe you don't know what is this, but how can I relate with God? This is not about what I see. No. God has given us a higher way of relating to God. How? By God's knowledge. Listen, the seeing, these five senses, seeing, tasting, hearing, feeling, smelling, they are the natural senses of men. But God says, to be able to relate with me, you have to relate with me by my knowledge, God's knowledge. God's knowledge. What is God's knowledge? Listen, God's knowledge is Bible knowledge. But listen, Bible knowledge with a certain caution, because a lot of people read the Bible with the senses. And they interpret the Bible with the senses and they think that they have it. No. So you can see somebody who has gone to theology school and has done PhD, but when the person takes up the Bible, even a new convert will begin to laugh, because you can immediately say, no, there is something wrong with what the interpretation of the Bible. They go to the Red Sea and they will tell you, listen, the Red Sea was not really a sea. It was just a muddy water. Muddy water could keep Pharaoh and his horsemen, thousands of them, and kill them. Well, what kind of muddy water drowns people like that? So they cannot go beyond the senses. And I will read that to you, where in Romans chapter 8 it tells you, he said, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life." And he says that the carnal mind can never receive anything from God, and it is true. When you are carnally minded, you can. I won't say we are carnally minded. A lot of people think, I used to think, when you're a fornicator, you know, they are carnally minded. No. To be carnally minded means to be sense knowledge minded. Sense knowledge minded. That is to be carnally minded. You are only moved by what you see, what you hear, what you feel, your emotions, your senses. That is how you live. And the Bible says, that way, God says, is death. And what is death? And as you listen to me, you begin to pick up these words. death and life. That death and life is not as simple as you see it. When the Bible talks about death and the Bible talks about life, the first point of call is that spiritual death is physical, is a spiritual life. That is what God is talking about. So we say that when you are walking in carnality, in the sense realm, he says it's very, very difficult to be able to receive from God. And then he tells you why. He said, because they are spiritually discerned. What is he saying? He's saying the word, these scriptures you are reading from Genesis to Revelation, these scriptures must be spiritually discerned. Discerned is D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-D. They must be spiritually discerned. Listen, in other words, saying that there is something God has put inside of you, and that is what is able to decipher what you read in the Bible. That thing, we don't do it upstairs with a mind. No, it's not an intellectual thing. That thing inside of you, your spirit, which is alive to God, is that which is able to understand and discern the word of God. So in these few days that you're listening to me, I'm going to teach you how you'll be able to discern with your spirit. And then also how you will walk by faith, not sense knowledge faith, but by revelation knowledge faith. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Listen, more light will come as you listen. So keep listening and share the link with others so that they also be blessed. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.